Okay, gentlemen, we're learning the sugyas of Malabain, and part of the malacha of Malabain involves schita, involves squeezing. The Rambam tells us in Perek Tes that schita is mitzarchei hakibos, that when you squeeze something, it's part of the laundering process. You know this from a washing machine. Right? The processes of laundering, I think in your washing machine you have a soak cycle, and then you have what they call a spin cycle. No? You have to do the laundry more often. And then they have like what's called the spin cycle. Basically what the spin cycle does is it spins the garments around and around and around to get the water out of the garment. Right? When your clothing comes out of the washing machine, it's not sopping wet. Your clothing comes out of the washing machine and it is moist or a teeny bit damp. It's not sopping wet. That's because there is some process of schita that was done on the begadim, and schita zak the Rambam is mitzarkei hakibos. So one type of squeezing is part of the laundering process. Good? The problem is that if schita is just part of laundering, so then hasvara no senes, that schita should only apply with water. If I have a beged that absorbed wine, beer, some other liquid that's not water, so hasvara no senes, that there would be no schita on it because it doesn't get cleaner. Right, just like we spoke about the din of Shriyasu Zehu Kibuso, but if I'm soaking something in the way that it's derech lichloch, so then it's usher. If I get dirtier when I walk through the river than I was beforehand, then it's mutter. So also one could say that schita of a beged that has absorbed wine or beer or some colored liquid, such schita might not be malabein.
What happens, maybe this isn't specific to this, but what happens by the least favorite rule of look? What happens by the least favorite rule of look?
So look plug is, and look plug is an interesting rule to think about. When we apply it, when we don't apply it, I would say that when the differences are obvious, so clearly we don't apply that rule of low plug. And certainly when I'm dealing with halachos that are based on what is considered cleaning, right? No one's going to say that something that makes you dirtier is cleaning. It's not reasonable, no? The malacha is cleaning.
We'll say that it's squeezing.
So squeezing is a malacha because it cleans. The Rambam writes, Schita is mitzarchei hakibos. So if the malacha is because it cleans, good. Now, the problem is that the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis has like Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph at the bottom line, going over to the top of Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara has a line that Hai Maskur Yosef Dinaz Yasa. Maskur Yosef Dinaz Yasa is like a rag that you put in a barrel of beer. So Maskur Yosa Dinaz Yosa, you're allowed to Maskur Yosa Dinaz Yosa is like the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. If I have this rag that's inside the barrel, so it's Asur Lahaduka B'Yom Tova. You can't fasten it on Yom Tov. Why can't I fasten it on Yom Tov? The concern is schita. And there should be no concern of schita with other mashkim because it doesn't get cleaner. So the Rishonim have two basic explanations over here. The Ri in the Taisis on Kuf Yud Aleph on the days. The Ri says that Maskurya in Az Yosa is usher because when you squeeze the wine out of the beged gets a little bit cleaner. Yeah, look at the top of Taisus Kufyud Aleph on the base. Mikol, the three lines on the top of Kufyud Aleph on the base, Mikol Makom, also the Sveit, Dechi Sachet Le, Mislabein HaBeged Kitsas, the heavy Mechabes. The beged gets a little bit cleaner. Meaning that it's less dirty, and less dirty is also some sort of clean. That's one mahalach, that's the read. The next line in Taisus is, it might be mishum mefareg, like sochet zesim v'anovim, like you see in Perek Mefanim. In other words, it could be that maskorya v'nazyosa, when they have this rag in the barrel of beer, that the reason I can't squeeze it is not because of cleansing, of laundering, but it's because of the malacha mefarik of extracting. I'm extracting a liquid from the area where it's contained in, and that malacha of extracting is a tolda of dosh, and therefore I'm not allowed to squeeze the beged because I'll be in violation of some sort of dosh.
What about?
Holech le'ibod. So the Rishonim say that if you hold it's based on dash, so then it's only going to be usher if you actually need the liquid that comes out. If it's not holech le'ibod, but if it is holech le'ibod, so then there is no dash. So let's just review. If I have water, so then there's a concern of schita as malabein. If it's sha'ar mashkim, so then the schita, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, is only mishum dash. If it's only mishum dash, so then we're going to say that the iser does not apply when it's haylech li'ibud. Now, does that mean it's heter gamur? Does that mean it's still usher midrabanan? Again, nothing is 1,000,000% clear. We also have this shita of the Ri, where the Ri says that shita, even with sha'ar mashkin, is considered melabin. But really, we just outlined the basic shitas. The Taisus holds that shita is the Rambam holds shita is only mishum. Shechita is only mishum malabein. The Rambam writes Parak Tes Halacha Yud Aleph that shechita is tzarchei hakibos. Shechita is always laundering, and therefore, according to the Rambam, you have to say that since there are two Gemaras about shechita with sha'ar mashkim, you have to say that according to the Rambam, there is some type of laundering that happens even with sha'ar mashkim that it makes it less dirty. What?
So like the Ri?
That the Rambam would have to hold like the Ri. That, I think, is pretty obvious. In the Archos Shabbos, chapter 13, footnote 70, he makes this point. Oh. Now, let's do a Mishnah Berurah together. Let's do a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, right? Mishnah Berurah is Shin Beis Nun Ches. Is that right? Yeah. Shin Beis Sif Simon Shin Beis Sif Yud Beis. Take a look. Shin Beis Yud Beis. Asur Lanagev Kais Shahaya B'Mayim Oyayim B'Mapa Mishim Da Asi Lidei Schita. I can't take a towel and wipe out a cup that had water or wine in it because I might squeeze. I might squeeze. What's going to happen if I squeeze? So, again, there's a concern of libun and a concern of dash. Mishnah Berurah writes that it's sha'ar mashkim. Mishnah Berurah nun ches, if it's sha'ar mashkin, you're allowed to be menagev the kais, And there's no concern of schita. Why? Because by sha'ar mashkim, there's no concern of libun. And therefore, there's no concern that maybe I'll squeeze it out, because not a problem. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, if it's many achreinim a machmir, even by yayin, and if it's a narrow kais, you should be machmir even by sha'ar mashkim. Meaning, if that, you know, like sometimes you have shot glasses, like a very narrow cup. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even with yayin, you shouldn't put a towel in and try to rinse out that little bit, that try to dry off that little bit, because it's an isser of maybe you'll squeeze. Aye, what's going to happen if I squeeze? One of two possibilities. Either maybe I'll squeeze and I'll use the wine that I squeeze out, or maybe I'll squeeze and the beged will become a little bit cleaner. So let's just review. There's schita of libun, right? Rambam, schita only of libun. Rabbi Nutam says there's two dinim of schita. Schita of libun and schita of mefarik toda dadash. What about melabein on something that gets dirtier? Is that melabein?
It wouldn't be also to drink directly out of the towel, right?
To drink directly out of the towel, we saw the din in Shin Yud Tes, that if there's some sort of bugs, it's not going to be aser. How come there's no din of Shri Yasuz al Kibusoi? So we explained over there that maybe it's a dirty liquid. There's no Shriya Suzal Kibuso. Right? So I don't say Shriya on dirty liquids, but let's go slowly. Kiba, blah, 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 blah. Schita is more chamor than Shriya. Even though I do not say I do not say Shri Yasuzel Kibuso on a clean baguette, but I'll assume that there's an Isser of Schita on a clean baguette. Think about it. My laundry machine. The baguette becomes clean, then I squeeze it out as part of the cleaning process. Even though the baguette already has no dirt on it, Schita is more chamor than Shriya. Soaking something is less of a problem than squeezing it. Squeezing is going to be usher even though it's a clean garment. But soaking is not usher on a clean garment. Synthetic materials. Many poskim say that there's no din of Shri Yasuzel Kibusai on synthetics. But it could be that there is schita on synthetics. If I'm going to squeeze some liquid out of, a synthetic nylon brush, so maybe that's going to be also because of schita. So schita is more laundering than sharia.
What exactly was the difference between synthetic and non-synthetic materials?
So synthetic materials don't absorb water. If it doesn't absorb water, just like the Gemara says, that by or kasha, that by hard leather, there's no din oshri aso zo kibusai, right? Hard leather, soaking it doesn't constitute laundering. So also, when it comes to plastic, so soaking plastic is not a problem, but squeezing it might be more of a problem. Because squeezing is considered more of a laundering act than soaking.
In this case, it would be the only laundry.
What?
In this case, it would be the only laundry, yeah.
Again, I'm comparing. If I have, right? I'm allowed to pour liquid on nylon, but I cannot squeeze a nylon garment. Let's talk further. Two types of schita. Schita as malabein, schita of mefarik. Yeah.
What about wool garments?
What about
wool garments?
Wool garments. So wool garments or chaora absorb material, absorb liquid.
Do they?
Yeah.
And I ask him what Rashi says on our Gemara, that cumin here does not.
Wait. I want to talk about schita b'sein in a few minutes, right? Hair might not absorb. What's the difference? I think it's a metzias. Wear your wool suit outside in the rain, it will get wet. My hair gets wet in the sense of there's water on top of my hair. My actual hair does not absorb water. If I would weigh my piece of hair, if I weigh my suit after I'm in the rainstorm, it's going to weigh more than it did before the rainstorm, because there is water that's in it. My hair will rain. Let's say there is water on my hair. If I can just remove all of that water from the top of the hair will not weigh anymore.
Is that true for real?
Not sure. Love that. I don't know. Again, you want to know Metzius? I want to talk about Schita B'Seir in 5 minutes. I want to get there in 5 minutes.
I think that's a theoretical distinction that you could make. If you wanted to make Rashi work with the halacha you're proposing about wool. But the thing, if you don't have such an incentive, when you interpret Rashi...
So here's the thing. The Mishnah in Zevachim tells me that there is kibbutz on a beged sack, on sackcloth. Sackcloth was basically hair that they would make into a garment. How can there be, frekta minchas chinuch, a question, how can there be laundering on sackcloth when there's no laundering on hair? So the minchas chinuch answers, and it sounds like it's against Rashi, I'll agree with that, that maybe there's a new din, that there is no such thing as laundering human bodies. I have the word kibbutz and the word rechitza. They're two separate words in Hebrew, no? Kibbutz is on garments. Human body, there is no such thing as kibbutz. Human bodies is a din of rechitza. So hair, when the hair is detached from the body, I could say, there's laundering. When the hair is still attached to the body, ten times there's no laundering at all. And we'll put all of this together in 5 minutes. So let's chazer. Laundering, schita can be laundering only if it's water, l'cha'ira. And even if it's holech l'ibur, it can be laundering. Mifarek applies to other stuff, but only when it's not holech l'ibur. Laundering, l'cha'ira, does not apply to something that's attached to the body. Now, mifarek might apply to something that's attached to the body.
Who says the distinction?
What?
Who says the body distinction?
The Minchas Chinuch says it, and in the Archos Shabbos, he proves this from a Gemara in Daf Nun. The Gemara in Daf Nun tells me that I'm not allowed to use certain types of shampoo on Shabbos because maybe it will pull out my hair, implying if it won't pull out my hair, there's no concern for schita. Or there's no concern for libon, I should say. I can't use certain shampoos on Shabbos because I might pull out my hair. If I don't pull out my hair, there's no concern of libun. Libun does not apply to hair because hair is body. There is no libun if something is not embedded inside the garment. I have proof from this from the beginning of Simin Shin Beis, the first Rama. Look at the Rama Shin Beis Seif Aleph. Rama writes, "Mutter lo hasir noitzais min habeged b'shabbes." You're allowed to remove feathers from a beged. Why am I allowed to remove feathers from a beged, or to remove dandruff from a suit? No. How come I'm allowed to remove my dandruff from a suit? Not that I have dandruff, of course, but why am I allowed to do it? Answer: it's not embedded in the garment. Libun requires that it is absorbed and embedded. Consequently, there's no libun, we said, on wood, because even though you raised the question, I think that wood actually does absorb, but treated wood. I think we had this exact conversation. But if it's something that is non-absorbent, there is no libun. So now, am I allowed, let's say something spills on my table on Shabbos, am I allowed to wipe it off? So if it's a dry thing and I'm wiping it off, basically what I'm doing is I'm just making it dirtier. That's fine. Let's have a wet rag. Can I use a wet rag to wipe off my table? What would you say?
It's not embedded.
What?
It's not embedded. So.
It's not embedded. Is that true? It's not embedded in the rag? I don't think that's true. We just spoke about the wool suit. When I walk outside in the rain, right, the wool suit becomes heavier. It's inside the suit. Similarly, my towel has liquid inside the towel.
Are you using a damp towel or a dripping wet towel?
So, you tell me. If it's a damp towel, for sure I'm squeezing to get it out. If it's a dripping wet towel, so then it depends. If I am rubbing it vigorously, then I'm squeezing it out. If I'm not rubbing vigorously, then I'm not squeezing it out. No?
You mean the other way
around? Huh?
Isn't it the other way around?
No.
If I have a very wet towel, then it'll...
If I have a regular towel, so there is a sopping wet towel. So some of the liquid is surface level liquid. So the surface level liquid will come off even if I gently rub it. But the liquid that is embedded, absorbed in the beged, will not come off unless I mamish squeeze it. Unless I, hey, does it make sense to you? Okay, you're outvoted. It makes sense to me. It makes sense to Gershon. Shine. Now, one of the big issues that comes up in Poskim that became a cause celeb in Halacha is the use of baby wipes on Shabbos. People know what baby wipes are? Babies get dirty. So you have these wipes that help you rub the dirt off the baby. If you don't want to use baby wipes on Shabbos, so you have to go to a store like Eichler's and you buy like a baby spritz. You spritz the baby and then you rub it off after with a dry towel or a dry cloth. But would there be a iser of schita on a baby wipe? So is there malabain on the baby wipe?
Didn't we say not because it's disposable?
Because what?
Cause
so one reason why there's no malabain is it's disposable. Why else is there no malabain? It's dirtier, acharei kechlos hakol, than once at the beginning, no? You can't say there's malabain if, I don't want to be too graphic. But there's no malabain on the baby wipe. Okay? What about schita as dash? What about schita as mefarik? Right? Schita that I am extracting a liquid from an area where it's contained. And I need that liquid. It's not pelech le'ibud. So hasvara no senes, that do you want the liquid that comes out of the baby wipe or you don't want the liquid that comes out of the baby wipe?
Hopefully not. Hopefully don't want it.
What?
You do want it.
You want it because it makes it easier to wipe the baby. I want a moist bottom of my baby to get the liquid off. How do I get a moist bottom? I take a wipe and I rub it and the liquid comes off and I'm happy that that liquid comes off. So l'cha'ira, if I'm happy that the liquid comes off, so that should be aser as schita qua mefareg. No? Should be. That's what it says in the Sefer Archos Shabbos. The Archos Shabbos, we have it right over here. Archos Shabbos writes that if you have baby wipes, you're not allowed to use them on Shabbos. Page 402, footnote 41. Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva writes that I'm allowed to use a wet cloth to rub off the table. Everyone asks on Reb Moshe, or a wet napkin. He doesn't say a cloth, a wet napkin. Moshe says, I'm allowed to use a wet napkin to wash off the table. Everyone asks on Reb Moshe, my dear Reb Moshe, l'cha'ora, there is nuthamic sold in the Dutch, because you want the liquid to come out of the water to make it easier to clean off the table. So, the Arfos Shabbos writes that Rav Moshe was talking about a type of paper or a type of napkin that is completely non-absorbent. Now, there's a few problems. Problem one, to the best of my knowledge, there ain't no such napkin on the planet that is completely non-absorbent. No? We have that tshuva Rav Moshe. Now, I gave you that tshuva Rav Moshe. It's the first tshuva that I gave you. Lishros niyar b'mayim l'kaneach et ha-shulchan. You see it? Right? In the Igris Moshe that we gave out. So Moshe basically says, you know what? Pashut de'ein la'asar, because there's no din of malabein on the paper, since you'll throw the paper out. And even if you'll keep the paper, but l'maisa, the paper gets dirtier. Aye, but don't they have to be worried about schita of mifarek? So he says, you know what? This is not mifarek, because mifarek means I'm extracting it from the paper. And in this case, I'm not extracting it from the paper. Maybe it should be aser midirabonon, like we'll talk about by schitas seyar. So he says, you know what? People don't normally squeeze this out at all. Chazal never instituted an iser derabanan heter gamor, says Rav Moshe, to use this moist napkin to clear off the table. How can that be? Isn't it absorbed? Orchon Shabbos says, you know what? Rav Moshe is talking about a special type of paper. Now, this is the Orchon Shabbos who's trying to defend his approach that using baby wipes on Shabbos is usher. The Aruch HaShabbos writes that baby wipes absorb liquid. He says, I sent the baby wipes to a lab, and they looked at them under the microscope, and they saw that the baby wipes absorbed liquid, and therefore, it's usher to use baby wipes on Shabbos. That's what the Aruch HaShabbos writes. Hagoyim Reb Usher Weiss, Shlita, in his Tshuvos, Chelak Aleph, it's like five different tshuvas, back and forth and back and forth. Simin, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesov, Tazayin, something like that. Like a bunch of tshuvas. Reb Usher Weiss writes, that don't give me your lamps. Halacha bases itself on the naked eye, not on the laboratory. There's a million dinim like that, no? My tefillin have to be square. How do I measure if my tefillin is square? Does it look square? Does it not look square? No? That's how you measure if your tefillin is square. You don't sit there with a precise, calibrated ruler exactly to do it. Look square is good enough. We don't. We assume bugs are usher to eat. But that means a bug that's nira la'ayin. If it's not nira la'ayin, if it's a microscopic bug, mutter. Says Reb Usher Weiss, the halacha completely disregards microscopes. And the fact that the microscope is saying that it's absorbed doesn't matter. There's a long be'urim in the back of this Arachos Shabbos, Simon Zion, where he has a whole extensive discussion about the baby wipes. And he writes, Acharei b'dika mabatit shaha mitbachot heshivu sherov hachomer shemimenu miyutzeret hamitbachot him sibe kotna tzulul zilim. I have no idea what that means. V'ashah him komrei hadbaka, etc. And they absorb under the microscope. Usher, usher, usher. That's what Aruch HaShabbos says. Reb Usher Weiss says it's mutter. Later on, people wrote to Reb Usher Weiss and they say, my dear Reb Usher Weiss, how can you say that it's mutter to use baby wipes It's against the halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. Here, take a look at this. Tafresh Yud Gimel. So if Tafresh Yud Gimel, so if Tess, look in the Ramah. Tafresh Yud Gimel, so if Tess, look in the Ramah. Read the Ramah to me. Tafresh Yud Gimel, so if Tess. So far, so good. But in other words, I can't, if I want to cool off on Yom Kippur, I can't take a canister that has some liquid in it, because maybe I'll squeeze it out, yeah, weiter.
No.
Did I miss the key line? Let's go. Tough ratio gimel if test. Rama right. Asur l'shrot mapa mi beodiyom lasota kimin kelim negufim. I'm sorry. You read it right. You mistranslated. Asur l'shrot mapa mi beodiyom. Erev Yom Kippur. I cannot soak a towel and make the towel wet, and then squeeze it out, but have the towel be a little bit moist on Yom Kippur. Because maybe I'll squeeze it out. Now, what's the case? I have a towel that was wet. I squeeze it out. There's a little bit of moisture left. I'm not allowed to use that towel on Yom Kippur to cool myself, because maybe I'll have schita. So everyone asks him, Rabbi Asher, why? He says, dude, what are you talking about? Right? The Rambam writes that this towel that is presently not really moist is still going to be schitable. So Rabbi Asher, how can you tell me that the baby wipes are mutter to use because all the liquid is surface level? It's not embedded. But the Rambam writes that I'm not allowed to use this towel on Yom Kippur because maybe I'll squeeze it. That means that I'm treating it like it's not really just surface level. I'm worried that maybe I'll get stuff out from the inside, and therefore I'm not sure how to permit it. So again, I don't understand the kasha. And the Rebbe says I don't understand the kasha. The Rebbe writes, you know, that's a normal towel. But the baby wipes are made out of special material that do not absorb at all. They make the baby wipes dafke in a way that all the liquid is on the top. It's not absorbed. Yes, there is a little bit absorbed. That's on a microscopic level that I don't care about. That's point one. Point two, that din in Hilchos Yom Kippur is about Yom Kippur. Meaning, I'm worried that I'll squeeze it out, or not squeeze in the sense of Hilchos Shabbos squeezing, in that you're removing something that's embedded, but squeezing in the sense of violating the Isser of Rechitz on Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur, five Inuyim, I'm not allowed to wash. So over here, what's going to happen? Maybe it's moist enough that I'll be in violation of the Isser of washing on Yom Kippur, Zosomeris, even if it's not embedded in the cloth, there still is going to be an Isser of using it on Yom Kippur because of Rechitz on Yom HaKippurim.
Didn't
we
use the word Schita?
Shulchan uses the word Schita. Reb Asher Weiss says it doesn't really mean Schita. It really means that surface level stuff will come out and you'll violate this Rechitz. A little bit dachuk, agreed. That's when he understands it. So it would seem, again, we have a machlekes, which seems to be machlekes in Metzius, no? Whether baby wipes absorb or not. Q-tips. You guys know what Q-tips are? It's a cotton ball that is very small amount of cotton that's on the twig, it's on the stick. Are you allowed to use Q-tips on Shabbos? Am I allowed to use a cotton ball on Shabbos? So what's the halacha? So cotton balls are cha'ira. If I want to put some alcohol on my body, so to use a cotton ball, that would be squeezing. That cha'ira is a problem, no? Can I use a sponge on Shabbos? That's squeezing, right? It's a problem. Why is it a problem? Dosh. It's a problem of, right? Is it malabing? Does it get cleaner? Am I cleaning the sponge? I don't know. But it's not holy for ibud, because the soapy stuff that comes out of my sponge, I want. And holy for ibud means it goes down the drain right away. Oh yeah, I want the soap to come out of my sponge. So it's not holy for ibud. Look at the Mishnah, Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. There's a Mishnah. Towards the end of the Mishnah. Here. Read the Mishnah for me. Kuf Mem Gimel Aleph. Towards the end.
What are the interactive
here? Oh, totally.
Mishnah.
Sfug. Read the word. It begins with the word Sfug. It's like three lines into the Mishnah.
Im Yeshlo
or Beis Achizah. Im Yeshlo or, then
what? Beis
Achizah Mekanchen Bo. If Yeshlo or Beis Achizah. Or Beis Achizah means if there is a leather handle, then I could use it to wipe things off. Im Lav, continue.
Im Mekanchen Bo.
If not, if it doesn't have a handle, you can't. And that's upgepaskin in the Rambam. That then makes it to Shulchan Aruch as well. You're only allowed to use a sponge on Shabbos if the sponge has a handle. Apparently, look at Rashi over there. What difference does it make if the sponge has a handle or doesn't have a handle? What difference does it make? What does Rashi say on Kuf Mem Gimel? Yeah.
Right.
No. Again, I know the Rashi's over here aren't bold. Do you have a bold Rashi? What does Rashi say like,
on
the Mishnah? Kisha Ochzo, the schita will come out in my fingers. Right? The etzba otav in my fingers. I'm not allowed to use a plain sponge because when I pick up the sponge, I'll squeeze stuff out with my fingers. But apparently, if I have a handle on the sponge, it won't get squeezed out.
But that's not true.
But it's not true. So look in Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Chaf, Se'if Yud Zayin. So the Magen Avraham in Shin Chaf Sef Yud Zayin, the Mechaber writes this din, that I'm not allowed to use a sponge without a handle because I might come to be Seichet. Magen Avraham writes that the Ravid says that the reason for this din is the reason here. Actually, I'll read you the Mishnah Berurah. I'll read you the Mishnah Berurah. It's easier than following the Magen Avraham. Rashi and the Rambam say that when there's a handle, you can use it without schita. But the Ravid writes, no. The Ravid agrees with Ben. The Ravid says, no. Even with the handle, it's a psik resha. It's efshar without schita, but it still is mutter, because once there's a handle, it's like a keli. Meaning, the Rabban understands, I'm allowed to have water in a cup, fill a cup with water, and then pour the water out of the cup. If I have a sponge with a handle, what I'm really doing is I am filling a keli. Once there's a handle on it, it becomes a keli. So I'm filling a keli with water, pouring it out. That's not a problem. Now, the Chazanish says, I don't exactly understand the Rabban. But Bekitzur Hamasa, we passion that sponges with handles are okay. Based on this, Rabbi Asher Weiss says, a Q-tip is okay to use. Because a Q-tip is a sponge with a handle. Again, you have to think in a warped, lumdisher way. I shouldn't say warped. In a correct, lumdisher way. Why is it a correct, lumdisher way? Because think about it. A Q-tip has a stick that holds the Q. Right? It's a stick that holds the cotton on the top. So that means that it's going to be a keli.
But according to the Chazon Ish, you still can't use it.
According to the Chazon Ish, I don't understand why you can use it. I don't understand the Mishnah, but you state in Mishnah that I'm allowed to use a sponge with a handle. So therefore, a Q-tip is okay. So again, baby wipes is a machlekes. Depends on the mitzias, whether the stuff is absorbed or not. And it might depend on the halachic issue as to whether I look at absorption on the microscopic level or not. Using a cotton ball is real squeezing is usser. Using a Q-tip, Urchos Shabbos, says it's usser. Rev Usher Weiss says that using the Q-tip is mutter. Wiping off a table with a wet rag. So Reb Moshe Feinstein says it's mutter. Most Acharonim say Reb Dir, Reb Moshe, that's dafka squeezing, it's going to be usser. The minhag in Reb Moshe's family is they actually did this. There's a sefer, I think, V'dibarta Bum, written by Reb David Feinstein, that quotes all the minhagim of Reb Moshe. They say he did this, and Reb Moshe used baby wipes on Shabbos also. It's all going to be okay. There's a tshuva I gave you from Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi. You guys had a chance to read this Har Tzvi? I thought I sent it around. That would be very unfortunate. Okay, so the Har Tzvi and the tshuva also seems to be makel on wiping off the table with what's it called? Wiping off the table with a wet rag. The minhag is that we don't use a wet rag to wipe off the table. Now, let's say I have a wet rag that's in my sink. Is it muktzah to take it out? Is it usher to take it out? So, Rashi writes that the reason why a sponge without a handle is usher is because you might squeeze it between your fingers. However, many Rishonim disagree with Rashi. And many Rishonim say that I'm not worried I'm going to squeeze it out of my fingers. Here, they say it like this. Here, look in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Aleph Se'if Mem Vav. Shin Aleph Se'if Mem Vav. Here. Oh, that's Yom Kippur. Shulchan Aruch Shin Aleph Se'if Mem Vav. What does it say? Begodim that are soaked in water, you can't put them near the fire. Aser letaltalam, you can't move a beged. If my shirt is absorbed with water, I can't move it because maybe I'll squeeze. Providing a makbid on it. You're not allowed to go to on Shabbos in a place that maybe you will trip and get wet. What does that mean? That means that the only time I'm usser to move a beged is when I might squeeze it, because I'm makbid. But the Mishnah Berurah tells me here in Shin Aleph, Se'if katin kuf ayin beis, but matlonios, if I have little washcloths, towels, shesheruyim tamid b'mayim, that they're always soaked in water, you're allowed to move it. Why? Because you're not makbid on them. So, again, The Shulchan Aruch says, if I have a beged that's soaked in water, I can't move it because I might squeeze. Mishnah Brura writes, but if I have a washcloth that is always absorbed in water, so I am allowed to use it because you're not makbid on it. Right? The shirt, I don't want my shirt to be sopping wet, so I'll squeeze it out. My washcloth, I couldn't care less. I'm not going to squeeze it out, therefore it's mutter. However, according to Rashi, this din is very hard to understand. Because Rashi says, I'm worried that I'll pick it up and I'll squeeze the stuff out of my fingers. That would seem to be problematic according to this din. Halacha l'maisa, poskim are mekel, that if I have a rag in my sink, I'm allowed to move it. But it's hard to know why. It could be that the reason I'm allowed to move it is because with a sponge, what will happen is when I hold the sponge, a teeny bit of pressure extracts stuff from the outside. Cloth, a teeny bit of pressure won't extract stuff from the inside. It's only if you actually squeeze it. So we're not worried that you're actually going to squeeze it. I don't know. It's hard to know. In the Archos Shabbos on page 403, he works very hard on this question about how come Lamaisa, the poskim are make on moving the washcloth that's in my sink. Let's go weiter. There's another issue that we have to look at, though, when it comes to baby wipes. And that is the concern that the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Chaf Ches has about Tzchita B'Seyar. You pointed out from Rashi that hair does not absorb. But even so, there's an Isser of Tzchita on it. Because L'cha'ayra, as the Ran writes, and many Rishonim write, it appears like I'm squeezing. It appears like it's absorbed, no? Now, how we pask in the sugya shechita b'seyar is not at all clear. The Gemara Kuf Chaf Ches says that if you have a yoledah, someone's about to have a baby, so if she needs a candle, you light a candle for her. Says the Gemara, even if she's a blind woman and she needs a candle, you light a candle for her, because she'll be more relaxed knowing that other people can see. The Gemara asks, the Gemara says, if she needs oil, you bring her oil. The Gemara says, what do you mean? How can you bring her oil? Where? So the Gemara says, oh, you bring the oil in her, in the hair. In fact, the Gemara, isn't there a din of shechita? The oil's in the hair. So the Gemara has two answers. One answer is, ein shechita b'seyar. Second answer is that yesh shechita b'seyar. And the Gemara does not mean that you're bringing the oil in your hair, but that you're putting a keli in your hair, and the oil is inside the keli. That's the second explanation of the Gemara. That's Rav Ashi. Again, opinion one in the Gemara is that ain shechita b'seyar. Opinion number two in the Gemara is that yesh shechita b'seyar. And when we talk about bringing oil, we mean bringing oil in a keli that is on your hair, rather than bringing oil in your hair itself. Now, many Rishonim, Rabbi Chananel on the Daf and others, paskin that yesh shechita b'seyar. However, many others paskin ein shechita b'seyar. However, the Rambam in Perek Tes writes that even though ein shechita b'seyar, that means min ha'tayra, there is no shechita b'seyar, but midirabonon, there is shechita b'seyar. Meaning that we assume that rabbinically speaking, it's usher to squeeze it out, because l'cha'ayra, it does not absorb, but it looks like it does absorb.
This is
Rabbi Chananel holds that yesh shechita b'seyar chayiv min ha'tayra if you squeeze it out. The Rambam says ain shechita b'seyar, it's only usher midrabanan. And the Isser Midrabanan, according to the Rambam, is that it looks like it's shechita. If that's the case, so I don't understand Rav Asher Weiss's kula about baby wipes. No? If hair, which is not absorbent at all, naniach shekein, there is still an iser d'rabbanon of schita on it. So al achas kama v'kama toiva mechupelis lamako malenu. If I have a baby wipe, that I'm not really sure if it's absorbent or not absorbent. Right? Microscopically, macroscopically, right, like we had. But l'cha'ora, it should still be aser based on the din d'rabbanon of schita b'seyar. That even though ain't schita b'seyar, min d'rabbanon is going to be aser. That's why the Magen Mishnah paskins. So l'cha'ora, I don't understand how Rav Asher Weiss can permit the baby wipes l'chatchila.
Isn't this the classic Tino?
But so what? You said what you're saying is that maybe it's an Issa Drabbanon Schita B'Seyar, and a Meiko on that Issa Drabbanon Letzorech Letinok. Am I Meiko on every Issa Drabbanon Letzorech Letinok? I could also wash the baby off differently. I could put the baby under cold water and clean the baby off and then wipe the baby off with a dry rag. I don't know if necessarily the tzarich of the baby. Perhaps that's the cheshbon. But I think we have to contend with the issue of shechita b'seyar. Let me just give you one or two Mara Makomas, though. The Ran writes, there are two different Rans. Now there's the old Ran and the new Ran. So the Ran writes in one place that there's a difference between oil and water. Meaning, oil, I'm going to say that there is yesh, that oil, even if you hold ain schita b'seyar, maybe there's an issur drabbanon. Because the oil, even if it's not embedded in the hair, but it's attached to the hair, water just comes right off. It's not attached even. One could argue that if the issur drabbanon of schita b'seyar only applies by oil, as the Ran says, because oil might not be embedded inside, but at least it is attached to, so then maybe the halacha of baby wipes should be that it is mutter. Now, there's another way of getting out of this whole issue, which, let me say it very quickly, which is similar to what you were saying of the tzarech of the baby, but I want to get at it in a different way. The Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Tzadik Tesla Yerdei asks a question: how are you allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos? How's a woman allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos when there's going to be Shechita B'Seyar? So Beis Yosef quotes in the Kovo, don't go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Beis Yosef himself says, what you talking about? No? We pass an Ein Shechita B'Seyar. So first of all, you get an impression from that Beis Yosef that Ein Shechita B'Seyar means it's Heter Gomer. Either Beis Yosef in Shin Lamed says that it's Asur Midrabanan. So it could be one of two things. Either it really should be Asur Midrabanan, but they relax that Asur Midrabanan Letzorech, the woman going to the mikvah. That's considered like Tzorech Mitzvah. Or you could say this distinction between water and oil. Then in Shin Laban of Ayrechayim, when the Beis Yosef says that there's an Asur Midrabanan, maybe he's only talking about oil, not about water. But Bekitzur Ma'aseh, according to either approach, maybe we have a kulas on the baby wipes. If Rav Asher Weiss is right, that the thing is only surface level, it's not absorbed at all, so there's no regular in the shechita. Maybe there's the din of it looks like shechita, of shechita b'seyar. So to that we could say, either we're mekel on shechita b'seyar, just like I'm mekel with tzarech going to the mikvah, maybe I'm mekel with tzarech the baby, which is what you were saying before. Alternatively, you could say, you know what? A machmir on oil, but mako on water. So this is what we discussed in terms of shechita. B'li neder, I want to move on to do another malacha tomorrow. Okay, chevra? I'll give some more makaros, and Judaism is grand.